Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Souk. We've got Will Ortner in with us again today. Buck is out. He will be back, I think, tomorrow. He's like, we hired him to be our producer every other day.
Yeah. Well, he's a lot of times in the NFL, you know, in the NBA, you're day to day. Well, we're day to day.
He's got an ankle.
Yes. He's like our Paul George. We think he's going to play, but we're not certain. And then Will comes in and, you know, he's our Reggie Jackson.
Well, we've got two programming notes, one pertaining to Will. We have a special guest producer at 6 tonight. So Will only has one more hour with us. He's got to go somewhere. And then somebody else is coming in.
Do we know who?
Yes.
Is it Joe Fish?
I just talked to him. He's right outside there. Well, I can't say.
Oh, okay.
Very famous.
Mystery man.
Not really.
I just love that this is where we're at. We're doing like a tag team. This is match is scheduled for one fall. It's a tag team match between Will and some partner from parts unknown.
Is it only a matter of time? Because usually when Joe Fisher is in here, he is in here because, at least we see him, because he's doing Hot Corner,
yes,
which is tonight, which he is. But he always has his kid with him, and his kid's probably
10?
10?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad he's out there. I tried saying hi to him, and I think he thinks
I'm a
predator or something. He wants nothing to do with me.
Yeah, there's a restraining order.
It's a little weird.
So
I tried bribing him with some candy. It didn't work.
Yeah, smart kid. Is it only a matter of time before he's pushing buttons on our show?
It's possible. Are we grooming him? Are there child labor laws? Are they ruining this country? If you're 10, why can't you push some buttons?
Well, there probably are laws, but I feel like Jeff sees it as an opportunity. No one will know.
Free labor.
Here, just hit this button. It's fine. They'll talk. They'll do most of the talking.
We'll give you some chicken nuggets and maybe a Yoo-Hoo or something. Shut up and just press the button.
In other programming news, Dan Lanning, the Oregon football coach, will not be on our show tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
He is out.
He's cruttin'.
Yeah, he's out doing things. They said that they will, once they get their bowl schedule, he will get back on a regular schedule and we'll have him back on because we have a lot to discuss with Dan.
Absolutely.
Well, coach Lanning.
You know, it wasn't a terrible year for Oregon. It didn't end the way you were hoping for with two of your last three, especially the way those games ended. But I think it's a big off season. You know, there's some talk of the recruiting class maybe not being what they were hoping it to be. The transfer portal so far, I mean, the names that have gone in there weren't big contributors, so I don't think that's necessarily anything to stress about. But you lose your OC, and I do think it's a big offseason for them to maybe stabilize it a little bit in the eyes of some fans and some boosters.
All right, this hour, as the coaching carousel turns, the latest on Deion Sanders. We'll take a look at the Pac-12 bowl lineup. It looks like perhaps not the Sun Bowl for Oregon State, which I think a lot of their fans would be happy about.
Oh, absolutely. You're telling me that I don't have to go to El Paso?
And in the NFL, well, you weren't going anyway.
That's so true. But
let's not act like, oh, God, that trip to El Paso, I was going to go cover that game.
I was putting myself the shoes of Beaver fan.
They ain't going down there for
that. If I wanted to go, like, if you're the Beavs and you're looking to go to a bowl game, a little holiday treat for your Beaver family, The last place I'm choosing to go is, well, maybe not the last, but El Paso is near the bottom. I think maybe I wouldn't want to go to that famous Idaho Bowl. That's in Boise, and it's freezing ass cold, and it's right next door to me. I can go anytime I want. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, what if it's a match? Like, so they could be playing like Duke. Oregon State Duke in El Paso. I would have to pay you.
Yes.
To go.
I'm not, I mean.
And you could be a diehard Beaver fan.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Come on, man.
Just, there's just
so
no way.
The things may be looking up for the Beavers. We'll get into that. Coming up tonight. Oh, and then in the NFL, guess who's back? I think you know.
Guess who's back? Is it Eminem?
No. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Guess who's back?
You know,
oh.
Sweet Will. Sweet Willie.
Deshaun Kizer?
No. Oh, we do have that audio.
Deshaun Kizer's back?
Have you heard what Deshaun Kizer said?
I thought that's why I pulled the audio. That's he was back. I thought that was where you were going.
No. I think you're getting your Deshauns yes. possibly mixed up. Deshaun yes. Kizer was the other Browns quarterback who sucked.
Right.
Deshaun Watson is the quarterback that doesn't suck. He just can't keep anything to himself.
He is back, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yes.
But we do have Deshaun Kizer audio, and I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but did you hear what Deshaun Kizer was saying about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yes.
And his time in
yes.
Green Bay?
I did not know that was Deshaun Kizer.
Well, that's the audio I pulled.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it makes
sense.
We're
all on the same page now.
A lot of Deshauns going around.
You can't just dunk on me every time for being stupid. That's not fair. And well, if it's football, I've got a chance.
That is what he'll do, Will.
He'll try to. Look at him. It's premature dunking.
He loves it. He loves it.
Whoa. Jeez.
And then in the club, we have the Danny Masterson trial coming to an end. And we're going to talk about the cocaine bear. Let's go.
Yeah, it needs to be discussed.
Let's go.
It's the holiday film that we all have been waiting for.
Right now, though, very serious sports news. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
Mexico is out of the World Cup.
Yeah.
Even though
they won,
yeah.
They lost.
Yeah, so they beat Saudi Arabia 2-1. Argentina beat Poland 2-0, but the Poles go on.
Yeah.
Because of goal differential.
Yeah,
so this is the first time since 1978 that Mexico has not gotten past the group stage.
No good. No good.
And I'm getting ready to go down there.
I feel for my brothers down south.
Yeah.
I love it down there.
I'll take them some. I'll go down there and take them some.
You're gonna soothe everything over.
I'll soothe them.
The good folks of Laredo. You're gonna put everything at ease.
Rest your weary head.
Yes.
I mean that sucks. They're big into it down
yes,
there.
Yes, they are.
Costa Rica and the United States are the only remaining North American teams.
Yeah, we don't do well traditionally. The North Americans never won a World Cup. So
until this year,
USA, USA. Saturday, by the way, Saturday morning,
yep.
We take on the Dutch.
That's right. We're gonna kick their ass. As far as they know.
Number
like,
four.
You gamble in soccer because I don't gamble in soccer. Like what?
Just bet the draw.
You bet the win.
Is that like? Is there? Like
what do you mean?
You favored by like a quarter of a goal? I mean, games always end like 1-0.
No,
like
it's money line.
It's money line. You can bet USA to win, Netherlands to win, or a draw. You can bet any of the three.
But you can't draw, right? Because it's the knockout stages?
Oh.
Don't you have to have
point.
A winner?
Well, now you can't draw.
Yeah,
but
good point.
Yeah, in the
does
round robin, you can bet the draw.
Does it go to PKs?
Yeah, well, they do the extra time, and then, yeah, I think it goes to penalty kicks. Because now it's, it's elimination.
All right, come on. Focus.
I was focused on soccer.
Remember Mickey Joseph?
I do remember Mickey Joseph. He was the interim coach at Nebraska.
Very good. Well, he was arrested today.
That's not good.
Suspicion of strangulation and third-degree domestic assault.
Oh.
Now, he was to be retained by Matt Rhule, but he has now been placed on administrative leave.
Yeah.
Also, Florida quarterback Jared Kitna, and yes, he is the son of John Kitna. This will shock you if you have not heard this story. I hope you're sitting down. He has been arrested on charges of child pornography.
Yeah. Do you think that Mickey Joseph is happy that on the day that he was arrested of suspicion of strangulation, he's like, oh, my God, and then he's like, hey.
100%.
Because that's going to knock the headlines down a
peg. I didn't even see the Mickey Joseph thing until a little bit ago. We talked about the Jared Kitna thing earlier. Apparently, he had a couple of photos. He shared them on Discord. He said he found them on the internet.
He thought they were legal.
They were not legal, and it's a big, really big mess. Five counts.
That's not good.
Blazers are getting Damian Lillard back this Sunday. He will play against the Pacers, or at least that's what he is hoping.
Yeah.
The Zurs blew an 18-point lead to the Clippers last night. They are now 4-8 when Lillard either leaves a game or doesn't play in a game due to injury.
Well,
they are in L.A. taking on the Lakers tonight.
Dude, that one stinks. First off, the Clippers had nobody.
Normie Powell.
It was an absolute skeleton. Norman Powell had 22 in the fourth quarter. You had an 18-point lead there going into the stretch, and you let that one get away. That one absolutely stinks if you're the Blazers.
Josh Hart, questionable with an ankle. Nasir Little out due to a hip strain tonight.
I mean, after the red-hot start, they're 11-10 right now, just a game above 500.
Stanford has spoken with Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Roman about its coaching vacancy. He was an assistant there under Jim Harbaugh for 2 years.
And he's getting some heat in Baltimore, you know. He's created that offense around Lamar Jackson, kind of that power run game with the quarterback, but a lot of people thinking that it might be time for some new eyes. So it's an interesting name who's may run out of his time in Baltimore and would maybe be a good fit in Stanford.
Deion Sanders reportedly telling recruits that he will pick a school by Sunday. He is thought to have offers from not just Colorado, but also Cincinnati and South Florida.
Yeah. See, I'd rather have the Cincinnati job than I would...
That seems like a pretty good job.
Well, it
is. Everybody that goes there wins.
And they're going to the Big 12, so you have an automatic path to the expanded playoff.
It's like the Utah of the Midwest.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad job. Of course, then, you know, South Florida, him being a Florida guy, I could see that as a stepping stone job.
Also, former friend of the program, Trent Dilfer, will be hired as new coach of the Blazers.
Number one.
Not our Blazers, those Blazers.
UAB.
No, that's a great story because they did away with football a while back, and they've come back in a big way. And I remember Trent Dilfer being on this very program years ago saying that he wanted to get involved in coaching, and that was kind of his goal, and he took over a high school program, and now UAB. He'll do a good job.
That's a good hire for them. That's a good fit
for them. I'll bet you within 5 years, Dilfer will be the head coach at a Power 5 institution.
Really?
I think Trent Dilfer is a very, very smart guy. I think he'll do great in recruiting. I think he will end up being a star in this profession.
Oregon quarterback Jay Butterfield has entered the transfer portal. He is a former four-star recruit. He joins Byron Cardwell and Dante Thornton among Ducks who have entered the portal. Oregon Live is reporting that it may not be the Sun Bowl after all for Oregon State. They say the Beaver ceiling is the Alamo Bowl, with the floor being the Las Vegas Bowl.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That's great. Selections will be finalized after the conference championship games this weekend. If you're wondering, the Alamo Bowl would be a matchup in San Antonio against the Big 12. Vegas Bowl, obviously in Vegas, against the SEC.
And by the way, the Alamo Bowl would be the number two bowl in the Pac-12's arsenal. So that would be a huge deal to get that. And so if you're a Beaver fan and you're hoping for that, you want USC to win. In either way, if USC wins, they go play in the national title game or the national, I guess, the college football playoff. And then you would assume that UW goes to the Rose Bowl. And then after that, we start the selection. If USC loses, chances are Utah to the Rose Bowl. Well, it's not chances. They would go to the Rose Bowl. USC more likely to the Cotton Bowl and a New Year's Six Bowl. And then you would figure UW would be the pick, and then maybe Oregon State comes in.
Well, we'll break all that down coming up next in our college football mixed nuts.
I do like it. I got a good bar mix from Trader Joe's right now that I'm really digging on.
Let's go.
Mixed nuts are wonderful.
And we'll talk about the coaching carousel when we return. It is 5:12. There's your Hot 5 at 5 on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. I'm the Isaac part of that. And Souk is right over there.
Right here.
Checking in on some college football mixed nuts. There's a lot of things going on. The Deion Sanders thing is interesting. Apparently, he has offers from Colorado, Cincinnati, and South Florida, and is telling recruits that he will decide by Sunday. It's hard to know if that's true or not, because Deion, well, he's Deion.
Yeah, and the only one that we've really heard is
Colorado.
Colorado's the only one that's leaked out, so I don't know.
Do you think he'll hold a press conference and decide by picking a hat?
That would be the greatest thing ever. Look, for all the flack that he gets,
I think he should.
He's done a really good job at Jackson State.
I know everybody says that. What is their record? And is it just because he's recruiting? Because he draws. I mean, I get that he can recruit, right?
Yeah.
He draws kids. He's Deion.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL pedigree and all that. But is he really that good?
They were a 10-win team a year ago.
Were they?
I mean,
X's and O's, like the whole package, head coach.
Is he really that good? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But when you look at what he's done since coming there, I mean, I think
4-3, 11-2. Oh my God, this year they're 11-0.
Yeah,
he's 25-5 there.
So that's what I'm saying. Is it Deion Sanders' acumen? Is it the fact that he can recruit because he's going up against schools that have nothing to offer and he has cachet? By the way, his kid's there and is their quarterback, and that certainly helps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think his kid's the quarterback, and he got the one big high profile, supposedly like the number one corner in the country, to decommit from Florida State and come there. So he certainly has an allure in the SWAC that's different than anyone else. But I watched a profile on him on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to have some toes amputated, and you know, like he likes to go around in a golf cart. He's had some health issues. But like, when you look at what he's done in that community, I mean, they didn't have water for a while. He's brought a profile and some attention to the HBCUs that we've never seen before. And he seems to care about those kids, and he cares about the community. And I think he gets a lot of flack, and I get it. He's unconventional, but I think he's the best thing that ever happened down there to that program. And I think it'll be a bummer for them when he leaves. And I'm certainly not saying that if I'm in Florida or Texas A&M that I would go hire him, but I think he could do a lot worse than betting on Deion Sanders, who has succeeded at everything he's ever done in his life. I mean, and that name, when you walk in, so much about college football is being a CEO, running a program, having some cachet, being able to recruit, and there's not many people that bring the juice that Deion Sanders does.
Yeah, no, I get that part of it. Yeah, and you can't take anything away from the record. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Will, I think you have some audio over there, and I heard this on Dusty and Danny's show, or is it Danny and Dusty?
I think it's...
Who gets top billing there? Danny.
Danny does.
Yeah, Daddy.
And it's weird now because there's an ESPN show that's Dusty and Danny.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it the same two guys?
They just flop. No, it's that Dusty Dvorak, the old Oklahoma D lineman, and I think it's Danny Cannell, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a little weird if I'm driving around and I'm listening to the national stuff, and I get hit with a Dusty and Danny as opposed to the Danny
that's weird.
And Danny and Dusty.
Well, anyway, I heard this driving in. They were talking about this. I only caught the tail end of it, so let's listen to it together. Shall we hold hands, huddle up by the radio?
I'm going to, because it's National Personal Space Day, I'm going to respect your personal space.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to hold your hand.
So this is, I think he's a Jackson State reporter, and he's talking to Deion Sanders, and he was told that there should be no questions asked of Prime about the Colorado job.
Okay.
So here's what it sounded like.
You know, my favorite team is the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Next week they play the Denver Broncos in Colorado. I'm going with you, and we're going to ride together.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one there. I got to admit, now that's a good one. That's a good one there.
That was a good one. Come on, sit back down here. Come on.
So why are you going to do your boy like that?
I've never been there.
And me either.
But I'm going.
I'm going there.
Well, I'm going next week when the Chiefs play Bronco. Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
What you trying to say?
I just want to know. Can we ride together?
Where am I going?
What do you think? Well, let's go. So they're playing the. Okay, this week my team played the Bengals.
Oh, you ain't no good, man.
But coach, I'm just asking. No coach, you told me.
That I ain't tell you what.
You told the fella. They told the man they'll ask a question. Yeah. He asked questions, and he asking all this stuff about your beard and all that. You ain't said. But when I ask you, can I ride with you to Colorado?
Why would you assume I'm going to Colorado?
Because you'd have been to all these places. I've never been to Colorado.
But why would you assume I'm going to Colorado?
Could you ride with me?
Kansas City Chiefs. That's good stuff, though. Is the Chiefs playing at the real? Yes.
Season be over with. And look. The season be over. So we go together, Coach.
No, you got to stop, man.
Okay.
This is good, though. I got to admit, this is your best one-up. You thought that thing out, dog.
I did.
You thought that thing out.
I did.
You thought that thing out.
I asked you no questions about none of that.
I appreciate it. But Sam, this was a good one. Have you heard this one, Sam?
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry. That's the best press conference in college football history.
Well, it was just a one-on-one.
Just
interview,
a one-on-one.
But yeah, that was good.
I want Deion Sanders to coach where we can talk to him. That's
yeah. Danny was saying that. He was like, man, because we don't go to Pac-12 Media Day anymore.
No.
They kicked us out. So Danny and Dusty are going to go down there. Can you imagine Pac-12 Media Day?
I would show
Deion
up.
Deion Sanders.
I would show up for Deion Sanders.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Dude, holding
court.
He would hold court too, boy.
Look,
he'd be the star of that show.
Well, again, so much of college football is personality, and no, I don't think
that is not a good fit. That is a bunch of bougie white people.
Yeah,
and I don't know, man. I don't know. And he's probably, I mean, he's really rich, right? So
yes.
He's probably used to dealing with bougie white people. Maybe it's a great fit regard.
He's used to dealing with Jerry Jones, so he'll, you know, he understands.
Yeah, he does, but I don't see it. The Cincinnati thing is interesting because that is a sneaky good job.
Yeah.
That's a good – everybody that goes there wins.
Yes.
And gets plucked off to something better.
Yeah, and now that you're going to the Big 12, and this is the thing with the playoff expansion. And by the way, the deadline for the Rose Bowl was supposed to be today. We didn't hear anything about that. Supposedly they had given the Rose Bowl the ultimatum of
– Well, you're talking about – you're not talking about the matchup. You're talking about the Rose Bowl's
yes.
role in the new college football playoff agreement.
The only thing holding up the college football playoff from expanding in 2024. So we get one more year of the current one that would expand for two more years.
Go to 12, right?
And then go to 12. The only thing holding it up right now appears to be that the Rose Bowl is kind of being a ninny about holding on to their slot. They want – some concessions as far as making sure that they get the matchup they want, and more importantly, the time they want, that prime New Year's Day. And they want that being held over into the next contract. They want assurances that when the playoff field expands to 12, they are guaranteed certain things. And I guess the playoff committee has said that we are going to do our very best, but we're not going to give you a hard answer to this because we need to negotiate a lot of things, but we'll try our best to accommodate you. And basically, the Rose Bowl has been dragging their feet. They've solved the other issues, and this is the last one that's holding them up. And supposedly, they told the Rose Bowl, you have until Wednesday, which is today, figure it out and get on board or run the risk of, when we do expand, getting left out. They kind of put an ultimatum down, and I'm be very interested to see what the Rose Bowl does on this one. If they want to play chicken with the College Football Playoff Committee, because if they hold this up and it doesn't expand, it costs them about $500 million in revenue over those 2 years. And it kind of feels like the committee is wagging their finger at her and say, we will remember this when it comes time to expand.
Weren't we talking about Deion, though?
We were talking about Deion, and how did we end up on?
I have no idea what that the was. College a football hard playoff. Pivot.
Oh, the guaranteed the allure of Cincinnati. We were talking about Cincinnati, John.
Yeah.
When the playoff field expands, whether it's a year from now or whether it's, you know, 4 years from now, the fact that the Big 12 and the Pac 12 are going to have guaranteed access, your champion is going to get a spot at the table. It makes a job like Cincinnati really that much more attractive. It's already a good job, but you're going to get increased revenue, and you know that you don't have to be perfect anymore. You don't have to have the truly special season. You win the Big 12, and it's going to be a winnable Big 12. That Cincinnati job is going to be viewed a lot better in the coming years because of that guaranteed spot in the college football playoff, and that goes for the Pac-12 as well. Even after USC and UCLA leave, you know, the fact that you don't have to be perfect.
I don't know if, you know, Deion goes there or what, but one name that's popped up down there is, it's an interesting name, is Matt Campbell. Cincinnati, I mean.
Yeah.
And that's, it's weird on the surface because you're like, well, why would he leave Iowa State for Cincinnati? But if you really think about it,
which
you probably
you
would leave Iowa State for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now Cincinnati's going to the Big 12.
Now they're in the Big 12.
It's a better program.
And you don't have to do the split pay when they, with the new Big 12 deal, I believe Cincinnati and BYU and all of them, I think they get the full amount right off the bat.
I don't know if Deion goes to Denver. I doubt it, but who knows? Maybe he will, and that will be a great hire. It's a weird one fit-wise, but who knows? If they don't get Deion, where do they turn?
I don't know. I have not heard a lot of names down there for that job simply because I don't think anyone talks about Colorado.
Because, you know what, a texter brought this up earlier, and I just wonder, they didn't mention Colorado specifically, but if Cliff Kingsbury gets turfed in Arizona, which he probably will.
Probably.
I don't know if the timing is right, because Colorado probably needs to hire a coach here pretty soon.
Yes.
But Cliff Kingsbury to Colorado is interesting.
That would be.
Is that a little beneath him? Like, is he going to...
I don't think it's beneath him. Like, we have this idea that Kingsbury is this, like, this sought-after commodity. He was not great at Texas Tech. Far from it.
So what do you think his next job is? An OC in the NFL? Is he a head coach in the NFL? Is he a head coach in college?
I don't think he's a head coach in the NFL. And I don't think he's coming back to college to be an OC. If he wanted to stay in the NFL, I could certainly see someone hire him as an offensive coordinator, but I feel like he will be a coach in a year in college, and I do think a program like Colorado, because he went to the NFL, I feel like he's got a bigger profile star. Go look at what he did at Texas Tech. He did not light the world on fire at all. He just got plucked because of the style of offense that he ran and this idea that you were trying to marriage a college quarterback skill set with someone that could, you know, could make it work in the NFL.
What about Lincoln Riley to Arizona? Yeah. What about that?
I don't think Lincoln Riley is going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good gig.
Yeah, it's been 1 year, and he's on the doorstep of the college football playoff. I think he's going to be fine, and USC is willing to pay. If I was Colorado, honestly, David Shaw. I don't think
he would take it.
I would go see, because Bronco Mendenhall wants to get back into coaching. Bronco Mendenhall was a very good coach at BYU. He was a good coach at Virginia. I think you could do a lot worse. I think he's Kyle Whittingham light, and I would go see if Bronco would be interested in trying to come and take that Colorado job.
What happened to him at Virginia?
I think he got burnt out, and I think he just kind of stepped away.
Well. All right.
If I remember correctly.
Look at his record here real quick. Did you see the Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, Auburn Twitter battle?
No, what do they got going on?
So Mendenhall went 36-38 at Virginia. Did win 9 games in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. Kiffin, so you know Lane Kiffin did not go to Auburn. He stayed at Ole Miss.
Yes.
And the guy who went to Auburn used to coach at Ole Miss.
Yes. And then had to resign because he was using a cell phone provided to him by the school to hire hookers.
So
and then he went to the Lord's University.
Brandon Marcello, a college football guy, said, quoted Hugh Freeze on Auburn. And he said, this is Hugh Freeze talking. He said, quote, "I feel like this is no offense to another school or anything, but I feel like I've leapfrogged where I was at that time, Ole Miss, by being in this family and this culture here. I see this as one of the top college football programs in the nation." Okay, Lane Kiffin didn't like that because he is at Ole Miss, where Hugh Freeze, you know, was obviously referencing. And he was up for the Auburn job where Hugh Freeze landed.
Yes.
So, classic troll job from Lane Kiffin. And he tags Ole Miss Football and he says, I would tweet at you, but I guess you aren't allowed to respond by Auburn Football. And then he has a little baby or a little toddler, and it just has the caption, I've been a bad boy. Oh, no.
Bravo. And if you don't know, supposedly they've taken away his access to his Twitter. he has to approve all tweets through the school. Lane Kiffin is the best at Twitter. I love it. I love Lane.
He is a king troll.
I love Lane Kiffin.
All right.
Good times.
Let's check in on the Pac-12 bowl lineup, and Deshaun Watson is back. And we'll get to those items coming up, but here's Will with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Very big Thursday show planned tomorrow. Jason Quick, our Blazers insider, will join us at 5:15. What the hell is going on with the damn Blazers?
They're not good right now.
No Dan Lanning. He's out recruiting, off week for them. So once they get their bowl schedule, we'll get him back on. And then we will rock the bank tomorrow as well at 5:30. The Pac-12 bowl lineup, we don't know. We'll know, you know, obviously we can talk about this next week, but it's kind of fun to look at who could go where. Mm-hmm. USC beats Utah. They go to the College Football Playoff, and then the Rose Bowl handpicks the opponent for most likely Ohio State. And that would likely be Washington, because they would be 2-loss. Utah at that point would have 4 losses.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't like rematches, and that would be Utah and Ohio State from last year.
Now, if Utah finds a way to beat USC, then we could potentially, you have Utah-Penn State.
Yeah.
Because if Ohio State could slide into the College Football Playoff, and then Michigan would already be there. And, they
and then USC drops the Alamo.
Although a lot of people think that they would still get picked.
For a New Year's Six.
A New Year's Six Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Like maybe the Cotton Bowl, they would still be a 2-loss team, and USC would be very attractive. So, but then that would bump everyone. It would still be bump everyone down, because with Utah going to the Rose, then we would assume then that the Alamo Bowl would select Washington, being the top-ranked Pac-12 team, and you know, move on from there.
Well, a lot of the projections have Texas at the Alamo Bowl, so that game's in San Antonio, but I mean the Longhorns.
Yeah.
So that would be a good matchup. Oregon State, so it would be So let's say USC beats Utah. Alamo Bowl is then picking between, you know, those four really good Pac-12 schools, Utah, UCLA, Oregon, Oregon State.
Yeah.
And so some think, according to Nick Daschle today, that Alamo Bowl is considering Oregon State, even though they had the Oregon State-Texas. They had that game at the Alamo Bowl in 2012.
Hmm. And Utah was there, I think, 3 years ago. Utah was there. So I don't know. I mean,
so maybe UCLA against Texas.
You got, either way, I think that's whoever ends up there, whether it's Oregon, UCLA, Oregon State, I think the fact that you're playing a big national brand like that, like Texas, I think that'd be a cool bowl.
And, I mean, it's not guaranteed to be Texas.
No, but that's what they're thinking.
The Alamo Bowl is a matchup against a Big 12 team, so they're thinking Texas may slide in there. But, yeah, that'd be a hard pick, you know? You get your pick between Utah, UCLA, Oregon, Oregon State.
Yeah.
I'd probably go Oregon if I'm them because of the, you know, I just think there's more cachet to them than maybe UCLA, but I don't know. I think Oregon's a better team.
Yeah. I mean,
and better brand.
It is. And then I'd be interested to know, like, with bowl committees, like, how much of it is eyeballs? Do you want the attractive matchup? And how much of it do you think your fan base is going to travel to it?
I think it's TV.
Is it just TV? Because I was wondering, too, like, if you're an Oregon fan, Are you jazzed to go anywhere? Because even though it ended up being a 9-3 year, it was a good year for you. You thought that college football playoff, and then you thought Rose Bowl, and now, you know, here you are, or at least, you know, maybe a New Year's Six Bowl, and now you're talking about potentially ending up at,
well,
you know, ended up at the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio. I'm just not certain how attractive that is to Oregon fans.
Well, to the fan, probably not. This may be a year where you don't go.
Yeah.
But I think it's huge for the coaching staff, young coaching staff.
Yeah.
Preparing for a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Absolutely.
And what if I gave you an Oregon-Notre Dame matchup in the Holiday Bowl?
Oh, I'd love that. See,
if I'm a fan, I may go to that. San Diego?
Sure. Like, if
good matchup.
And that's the other one, too, is that if you do get a Texas or you did get a Notre Dame, I think opponent has a huge,
yeah, it's a big factor.
I would rather go to a lesser bowl and take a lesser payout and play a more high-profile team.
The stupid thing to me is, and this is just my bias because I hate the ACC. I think it sucks. The Pac-12, the Las Vegas Bowl, or not the Las Vegas Bowl, the Holiday Bowl is against the ACC.
ACC.
And so is the Sun Bowl.
Yep.
So you're likely going to get two pretty crappy matchups unless Notre Dame slides in there. That's different.
Yeah.
So I think the Holiday Bowl could be, I mean, like, if let's say Oregon goes to the Holiday Bowl, it could be a matchup against Duke, or it could be a matchup against, like, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You could maybe get North Carolina. You could maybe get Florida State. So there's some sexy matchups in there, but it could also be a total dud. It could be Wake Forest.
Yeah. To me, that's just, it makes all the difference in the world, which is why I think you shoot for the Alamo Bowl, because you are going to get one of the top-tier Big 12 teams, or the Vegas Bowl, because you're dealing with an SEC team.
And I know Las Vegas Bowl is a step down in the lineup from the Alamo and the Holiday, but it's in freaking Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What if, and you play the SEC, what if I gave you Oregon, Mississippi State in Vegas?
That'd be awesome. Are you kidding me?
You want that over Holiday or Alamo?
I would take that. If you offered me, I don't know about as a program, but if you offered me as a fan, I get Mike Leach and that offense in Vegas, sign me up for
what
it.
What about Kentucky? Oregon, Kentucky.
Yeah, I think that'd still be fun. You get to, I don't know if he'll play in it, but Levis, you got, you know, a really, really good quarterback, supposedly a top 10, 15 pick. I would take that.
If you're Oregon State, you'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. Like, if I think these have potential to be some good bowl games for the Pac-12. And I just think it's fun that when you talk about, you know, the bowl lineup being filled out by the Pac-12, how many years have we had to go down to where you're scraping the barrel with 5-6 win teams, and you're like, well, you're going to be bowl eligible. And I think when you look through the entire Pac-12 bowl slate, you know, when even you get down to the LA Bowl, which is going to be the Mountain West, which, you know, whatever, you're still more than likely going to get like a Washington State team that's pretty solid. But when you're talking about Oregon State, Oregon, UCLA, Utah, Washington, these are really, really good teams. I think this is the deepest. I don't think obviously at the top end that we have the cachet that other conferences do, but I think you can make a strong case that top to bottom that this is as deep as any league. You know, the SEC is obviously a beast, but this has been a really nice bounce back year for the Pac-12. If you get USC into the College Football Playoff and Washington has a good showing against a team like Ohio State or Penn State in the Rose Bowl, have a chance for a really big year for the Pac-12 to kind of plant their flag a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great year for quarterbacks. I think that helped it a lot, right? Yeah. Like, DTR's been there 4 years. Oregon State didn't get their guy, but the other schools you mentioned all got transfers that really helped them. So it's just weird to me that those six schools in the Pac-12 are all in the top 17 of the college football playoff rankings. It's very odd to me that two of them will be in the Vegas Bowl and the Sun Bowl.
I know.
Right?
But that just goes back. The Pac-12 has never had necessarily great bowl lineups.
Exactly.
But can you blame anyone? Because, again, most of the time when we're talking about the fourth, fifth team in the Pac-12, we're not really talking about quality. You know, and they're not necessarily big brand names. So,
well, if you're a Beaver fan, Nick Daschle is saying that the Beavers have been told, or maybe the Sun Bowl has been told that the Beavers may not be there when they select.
Yes.
So you may not be going to the Sun Bowl.
Which I think is great news for you. I think whether you're talking about
Paso.
Whether you're talking about the Alamo, whether you're talking about the Holiday, or you're talking about the Vegas Bowl, I think those are all much better destinations than El Paso. And wouldn't it be something if
what
you
a had, hot take that was by
if you.
You
ended up with an Oregon State Notre Dame Fiesta Bowl rematch? Let's go.
Yeah, that's great.
Beavs and the Golden Domers, let's redo 2001. Yeah. Let's go.
I'd like that.
Yeah, a couple good defenses. Let's slug it out.
Maybe you can have Dennis Erickson come back and coach.
Well, he was at the Civil War.
Who was the Notre Dame coach at that time?
2000, was that Charlie? Was
No, Charlie Weiss's fat butt wasn't there yet.
Who was the – was that Bob Davies?
Was it still Lou Holtz?
No.
No, I think it might be right, Bob Davies.
I think it was Bob Davies.
Looked it up. Deshaun Watson returning to the NFL. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, the 2000 Fiesta Bowl where Oregon State beat Notre Dame. That was Bob Davie as the Notre Dame coach. He was fired the very next year. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That was the year. We were talking about that with Joey last week where, you know, that next year was when Ken Simonton was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and Oregon State was supposed to pop. And
yeah.
Well, not pop. They had already popped. They just had that great season with Jonathan Smith and Chad Johnson and all those guys. And then the next year they were on Sports Illustrated, and they ended up going like 500. Notre Dame did too. The very next year they went 5-6, and Davie left or got turfed.
And was Charlie after that then?
No, Willingham.
Willingham.
Tyrone Willingham.
When am I putting old Fat Butt at Notre Dame?
Well, he came after Tyrone.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit later.
Around 2006?
Yeah, 2005, I think.
Yeah.
He got him to a Fiesta Bowl as well.
2005. I don't know why. I thought that the Bush push and all that, I thought that was when I was in college. I thought that was all around
that
the same.
It was in 06. I just watched that 30 for 30 yesterday.
Yeah. I thought that was around there, but no.
And what a fall from grace for Bob Davie and Charlie Weiss, for that matter.
Well,
but,
and Ty Willingham. And
yeah,
you know.
Well, Willingham went on to have some success, right? Didn't he do well at, or no, Stanford was before.
Stanford
Notre
was
Dame.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on to Washington, and that didn't.
That was not.
No, that was not.
Did he have any good seasons there? Tyrone Willingham?
I'll see what old Tyrone did.
I do know they had an offer.
I don't.
They sucked.
I don't remember him being at all good with Washington.
Davie went on to coach the Fighting New Mexico Lobos.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Where he went 35-64.
You know, I think a lot of coaches, and I'm not going to try to defend Bob Davies or any of these other coaches. This isn't what that's about.
But
I'm going to kind of in a roundabout way. I think the number of coaches that can win anywhere are few and far between. I think we have this idea that, oh, well, he's a good coach, he's a bad coach. When in reality, I think the vast majority of coaches fall just kind of squarely in the middle of it. There are definitely guys that are superstars. There are guys that are charismatic, they can recruit. There's guys that are X's and O's and they build really good offenses, or you're a great defensive-minded guy and you're just going to go somewhere and you're going to climb the ladder and you're going to win, right? I think you look at a guy like, you know, Brian Kelly or Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, you know, they just win wherever they go. But I think the vast majority of people, if you put them in a good situation, they'll be all right. And you put them in a bad situation, and they're going to stink.
So they're a bit like the mid-level quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Right? Like you go one place, and you got some numbers because you have good offense and a good offensive line and a good coach.
Yeah.
And you go another place, and you're terrible because all of that isn't there.
Yeah. If that doesn't mean that you are a great coach when you lead, you know, I don't know, like – you take whoever you want right now and you put them in Kansas City as the head coach, they're going to be good. You know, they're not maybe not going to win the Super Bowl if you're bad. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl, for God's sakes, with the Dallas Cowboys, right? You could have coached that team to a Super Bowl. They say this in Miami when Larry Coker took over that program, when they were doing the 30 for 30 on that. I'm trying to remember who it was. It might have been, was it Jeremy Shockey? I remember what Miami player said that he said a ham sandwich could have coached us. Larry Coker had nothing to do with us winning the national championship. They just said, because they were going to bring in a high-profile guy, and I don't remember who it was, and the players were like, don't do this. We don't need someone coming in and messing this up. Just promote the next guy, and we're going to do this on our own. You can win when you get put in those situations. Whereas if you end up being that good, solid coach that won in a really good situation, places like New Mexico, places like UNLV, places like, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other, you know, jobs that are just especially Group of Five, but even in the Power Five, there's bad jobs that are really hard to win at. And I think a lot of those, you know, those are where careers go to die. And I don't necessarily think that that's an indictment on the coach. Well, they're just really hard places to win.
Butch Davis, great example.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one who left Coker that job at Miami because he went to the NFL.
Yeah.
He never did much after that.
No. And so, by the way,
he went back to college.
What did he do where did he go? North Carolina, right?
Yes.
And yes. Did he do okay?
I will look that up, but I wanted to tell you that the two coaches, the top two choices for Miami after Butch Davis left to go to the NFL, they ended up hiring Larry Coker.
Yeah.
This says these two guys turned them down. Dave Wannstedt and Barry Alvarez.
I think it was at least in the 30 for 30, I believe it was Barry Alvarez. And they had a couple players that said Barry Alvarez was, and he is a very heavy-handed guy. Even as the AD there, Barry loves himself some Barry, and he does it his way. And the players at Miami were very concerned that someone was going to come in and try to tell them that the way that they do it at the U is not the proper way. And they wanted to maintain their swagger and their kind of, you know, hey, this is who we are. And supposedly, according to those players, they told the university president, they told everybody, the AD, do not do this. If you do this, this destroys what we're building here. We will do this on our own. And they proved it. Larry Coker wasn't a bad coach, but he also wasn't a national championship coach. Lots of guys could have gone into that situation. So I think sometimes when we praise and we you know, demolish coaches, I think a lot of it is just the circumstances that are around you. By the way, Ty Willingham, 2-9, 5-7, 4-9, 0-12.
Nah. Butch Davis,
whoops,
4-8, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5.
Yeah,
but he got him on some. He got some sanctions.
Yeah,
well, he was there at North Carolina,
trying to do things the way he did at Miami.
Come on now.
But what's the difference between Butch Davis at Miami and Butch Davis at North Carolina?
Exactly.
Right, Miami.
Yeah,
exactly. And you don't have those.
Yeah,
those,
I tend
those
to
players.
Agree with you. All right. Well, we'll talk about Deshaun Watson tomorrow. Will Ortner has to go. Run a real radio broadcast, and that is Jason Swigard calling the University of Portland Pilots.
Will, are you the Art Garfunkel now to Jason Swigard?
No, I think Sabatka is the Art Garfunkel. I think I'm like the guy who gives them their guitars. I'm the roadie.
He's the roadie.
The guitar tech.
Yeah.
I love that you and Swag, though. It's No one else can do this, Will. You have become the UP man.
Yeah, from what I understand, Will is the only guy, and I'm talking about behind the scenes here. You guys don't care about who's behind the scenes probably all that much, but I will say behind the scenes is important. You got to have a guy. So with Swags out there calling the pilots, the only guy on the other end here in the back at the station that can run those games is Will Ortner.
Will's got some leverage if he's not afraid
no
to use
leverage.
It.
There
Come
is
on,
no
Will.
That's leverage, bro.
That's leverage.
Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it.
Well, okay, maybe it's a little leverage.
Well, nobody wants to do it, but
you know,
you own it, and he's got to go do that. So we have a special guest producer coming up next.
Tag team, the Cocaine Bear,
Club 1080 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.